This call is being recorded.
Wonderful place here, although we cannot see what's going on here, but it feels right. Does it feel right to you?
Yes.
It is a very special time that you are coming together, a very special time indeed. Much is happening as you are becoming more and more aware, but also as you are becoming more and more aware, it seems like nothing is happening. Are we right here?
Yes.
You want so much to happen, and we have been saying so many things are going to occur, and you say yes, but when, and you hear soon, and all of these things, and nothing happens. But we can tell you certainly that much is happening, and we have been saying this week after week after week. We have been telling you that there is a great deal happening behind the scenes. You just need to be patient, but even more patient, start doing something. Start doing something that you can bring the vibrations up, not only for yourself, but for those around you, whenever you can. It is important for you to do that, and this is what this weekend is going to be all about. This weekend is going to be about remembering who you are, coming back to understand what you are here for, your mission, all of this. This is what this is about, for you to find those levels within your being that will help you to remember these things. And we have several different types of exercises or experiences that we are going to do with you to help you to remember these things, to help you find those times when you have been together before, those of you as a group have been together before. All of this is going to be happening this weekend and much, much more. We have much planned, much experiential plans, as well as some fun and enjoyment. And boy, we are going to rock this place. You are going to see. And it is going to be a wonderful time to be together and to have these experiences once again together. And I repeat that, once again. Because this group, those of you on the phone, those of you here in attendance here, you have been together many times before, maybe not entirely as the whole group, but in certain pockets, you might say, certain smaller groups you have been together, what we call soul groups. Not, that is not just your family now, that is your larger family here. In this soul group idea, and the idea of the 144,000, and all of this. You are all a part of this, and you are all going to come back to your memories of this. That is what you are here for this weekend, and you are going to experience much. You are also going to experience manifesting. Manifesting what you want in your life, and learn certain techniques that will help you to do this. This is what will all be happening through this change here, but there will also be those experiences that will be happening through the Charles here as well. There is so much planned and so much we are getting ready for. We, the Ascended Masters, we, the Galactics, we, the Agarthans, we, the what you call the Company of Heaven, the Angels, the Archangels, we are all preparing for what is coming. And because of all of the energies now that are flowing into the planet, the energies that are raising the vibrations here, you are finding more and more these vibrations increasing within you. And as this happens, you tend to have various symptoms that come up. You all have had these at one time or another. We're not going to go into those symptoms. You know what we are talking about, what you have been calling and we have been calling as well, ascension symptoms. And these things are going to level off. In other words, you have been having these symptoms, but they are going to be leveling off more and more as your vibrations continue to rise and your central nervous system and your body and your consciousness are able to withstand and be within those higher vibrations. And as your body becomes more accustomed to it, acclimating to these energies, as Sananda has said many times, then you are not going to have those various maladies and illnesses and sicknesses and all the illnesses that are out there. You're not going to have them anymore. Won't that be a wonderful time?
Yeah.
Won't that be wonderful when you have no more stomach aches and no more headaches and no more cramps and hot flashes and so on and on and on and on? Isn't it fun to be a human being these days? As we have said many times, you can have it. We would not come back for anything in your three-dimensional illusion. I know how. This is your baby. But we are here to assist, certainly. We are here to help you through these processes, and we have been doing everything that we can to help you through these processes, to help you through this transition that you are moving through. And you are all moving through this transition together as a race, and as we said earlier, as a soul group come together once again. And you are going to experience that this evening when you find that you were, many of you were together before in the times of Lemuria. And you were there in that higher vibration at that time. And you will remember those higher vibrations and what they felt like to be in those vibrations, to feel the oneness all around you. Hopefully that is what you will experience this evening. If you allow yourselves to let go and experience what is possible here. And as we said earlier, many of you will have memories come back to you as you're going through this. And you will even find you may even be back in a body that you were in at that time, in the personality that you were at that time. If you have never done a past life regression before, that is okay, because you can still have this, because it is nothing more than a memory. Past lives are simply memories, and you are simply going to remember back to those times that you were in, back in those times of Lemuria, which, and Atlantis came after this, but we are going to take you back to Lemuria here. And then tomorrow evening we have planned, or Sananda has planned, to take you to back to the time before you came here to the Earth and volunteered to come here and be a part of the has been called the Clarion Call, and you are going to experience the memories as that from that as well. And then he is going to finally show you more. Specifically, you might say, what he has been speaking about when he speaks of the 12 and the 12, the 12 tables, and the 144, and how that relates to the 144,000, and to all of the light workers and light warriors that have come to the planet, the star seeds. All of this is all interrelated here, and we're going to share much of this with you. Even more importantly, rather than we sharing it with you, you are going to share it with yourselves and with each other. You're going to experience it as a memory and as a more of a reality to you. So again, much is planned for here, for this weekend. Do you have any questions here for when you serve?
Yes, one who serves. This is Melinda Siebel from Santa Maria, California, and I'm delighted to be able to meet with you today and ask you questions if you don't mind. I wanted to.
I can't hear her.
Yes, one who serves. It's Melinda Siebel from California.
And I wondered if we might talk about the people or the Anunnaki in the Old Testament. This is just something that you may be very well aware that I've been struggling with. And so I'm wondering if I could get some answers today. Now, I know that Anu is El, and he's considered the, quote, high god in the Old Testament. And I know that Enlil is referred to as the Lord. And I know that Ea, or Enki, is considered the serpent in the Garden of Eden. So my questions are, is Enki also Yahweh and Jehovah? And is he also Satan? Or is Ea's son Marduk Satan? And then I need to know also how these relate to Yaldabaoth and Sabaoth. And then also...
Hold, please. Too many alsos here.
Okay, sorry.
One at a time, please.
Okay.
So we will start with the first there. The answer to your first question is none of the above.
Okay. So,
seriously, no, let us finish here.
Okay.
None of the above. What you have come to understand as the beginnings and all of this, and yes, the Anunnaki are real, they were here and all of this, but your fantasy, you might say, of some of this that you are speaking of is simply that. It is a fantasy. It is similar to the idea of the Garden of Eden and Adam and Eve and all of this. It is meant to represent something. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just as the Bible itself is not meant to be taken literally. It is meant to explain a great deal of your history, but only to those that are ready to be able to awaken to what it is speaking about. You see? Much of what comes from your various literature, your Bibles, your all of these things are not meant for the masses to understand directly what the secrets are. Just as Yeshua, when he spoke to his disciples, his 12 disciples, he spoke to them differently than he spoke to the other 80 or so that followed him around. And he spoke to them differently than the masses that also followed him. So to understand what has happened in the past, you need to let go of all of the things that have come to you from outside of you. All of the things that you read about, even if they are channeled works, they are not always completely accurate. Now, some are very accurate. You can look at the Saint Germain and his what are they called here? The discourses. Yes, thank you. The discourses. You can look at that. You can look at the Law of One as something that is very valuable and very accurate in many respects. And there are others too. But the ones that you are speaking about somewhat have been changed or somewhat have been changed or related to other ideas and concepts and things and stories. They are simply stories that have been written to explain the various history that you have come from. But with that knowing now, when you are ready for this, you will receive the actual history because it will come from within you. You will have the memories of this. And this is how you need to experience those things that have happened from the past. Just as we are saying, when you learn about past lives, you don't learn about past lives that you have had by someone else telling you you have had them. You see, you learn about your past lives by going within and experiencing the memories yourself. Yes, it's true. Someone can tell you something that may be accurate, but very often it is also not accurate. This is why we ourselves do not tell you about your past lives or tell you about the history that you come from. But in time, you will receive all of it. And your history books and your schools and all of this will reflect these types of changes that we are speaking of, that they will be much more accurate and they will come first from within and then be able to be explained outside of self. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do. And so if you can tell me that it's, yes, and I knew that I would come to that understanding, and I knew that I would know that at some point. So if you're saying that I basically don't need to be thinking about that or worrying about that, the reason, of course, that I'm worrying about that is because I put a book out, and I am struggled the whole time that I wrote it, so afraid that I would put errors in it. And I just, if I have put errors out there, I want to correct it. And so, but if you're saying that it's not important for me to know now or to try to correct my book, then I will just wait for the right time.
What we are saying to you and to everyone else, do not worry. Do not worry. Worries do not help anyone. They just bring stomach aches and different types of maladies that you have. Do not worry. Let things be as they will be. That does not mean sit back, watch TV all day long, and expect changes to happen in your life. No, that is not what we are saying. But accept things as they are that are beyond your control. You see? And what you are speaking about at this point now is beyond your control, other than what you receive from within. Okay?
Okay.
No worries. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes.
And may I offer something?
Yes. Is this you or is this Shoshana now that is offering here?
Shoshana's giving me a message.
Very good. We would like to hear that message as well.
The message that I'm receiving is that history is perspective and opinion, and that as we seek history, we seek others' opinions and others' perspectives, and we tend to attempt to adopt them in order to understand. But in reality, perspective and opinion is not an individual truth, and that each person will seek the truth for themselves as an individual experience. If that makes sense.
Very much so.
Thank you.
And what you have just heard from is the inaugural speaking forth of Shoshana, which is a higher aspect of Joanna's higher self, you might say.
Yes.
An aspect of her higher self, rather. And she has offered to assist us when the need arises or when the need arises for her to speak. And this will be allowed, and not only allowed, but encouraged to be. Because of what is coming, because of what is coming for each and every one of you, we have said before that this type of communication is going to be fading off here in the future as we move along, because you are no longer going to need to be able to hear these types of communication, these words and all of this guidance coming through another individual such as this one James, or in terms of the Joanna there, or even in Charles, or any of these. It is going to more and more be where you will turn within yourself and receive the guidance and the information and the communication that is needed at the time. As you move into these higher vibrations, this is what you are going to be experiencing more and more. So the idea of, at this point, the idea of those of you here in the room or those of you on the phone becoming more and more able to channel and this type of thing. Yes, that might happen for you if you want it, but it is not necessary because, as we say, things are changing here. And you are going to experience these changes, and all of you are going to experience these changes individually as they come up. So,
may I offer one more?
Yes, please.
To the one Melinda, is a kind and loving heart that seeks accuracy and is concerned about the experience of another, but it is not in any way anyone's control.
Very good, yes. Wonderful. The other questions here?
This is Keisha, and I have a question for you. I'm learning to reconnect with the Mushaba force, and I just want to know if you have any information that you could give me that would help me out on that.
Again, the same thing here. You are reaching out to this particular force, this energy, which is real, by the way, and you are experiencing this because this is something that is akin to you. You have a connection here with this particular energy force, and you resonate to it. And because you resonate to it, you are seeking it out. And as you seek it out, it will become more and more prominent in your life in terms of helping you to remember again where you come from, we do not actually like to use the term come from, because you come from so many different places that it's hard to say that one particular place is home or anything of this nature. But you come from this energy and you are experiencing this energy once again. There's another here, right here in this room, that also experiences this energy. She does not realize exactly what it is, but we have told her many times that this energy is something that she has come from as well. And the two of you would have something in connection here with this.
Thank you. It's very beautiful.
Good. Any other questions here?
Hi, the one who serves. This is Rhea.
Yes.
Hello, blessings. I just want to know, for the collective, what else we can do to encourage and bring on the green light. Obviously, we do our guided meditations, and we bring source light through the portals on the planet, through the galactic central sun. We do lots, and I would want to know, what else can we do as a collective to really push this green light to just... is there anything else more we can do except for we're spreading the information, we're trying to wake our sleeping brethren up, we're doing the guided meditations where we bring in the light. Is there anything more we can do to speed up this transition? I don't want to sit and watch telly.
Wrong question here, did you not? In terms
sorry?
Of what you can do, you are already doing. You are already spreading the light wherever you can. This is what you are here for. As the light workers, the light warriors, the 144,000 that came here with Sananda and Sanat Kumara, you are the ones that are doing this, as we say many, many times. Not only your group, it is very important, yes, but there are so many other groups that are also part of this greater soul group that you are all a part of. And you are experiencing more and more of this connection. And this weekend here, as we said earlier, this is what this weekend is about, is remembering this connection that you all have together. And when you then fully, more fully remember this connection, you will then be able to have more energy, more light to be able to share with others around you. And you will feel more confident with what you are doing. And you will not worry, and there's that word, you will not worry about what others think of you or what you are spreading, what you are sharing. Now, we are not saying to get it to go into a church and go up on the pulpit and start preaching to them. Certainly not. You are not ready for that, and there's no need for that. But we are saying that whenever the opportunity arises, reach out. Reach out. Spread the light. Share the light. If they have questions, answer their question if you can. And if not, ask for help to answer the question. And as you ask for help, you will receive that help. That is the way this works. Ask and you shall receive. Don't ask and you get nothing. You see? You need to ask for help and guidance. Just the idea that you are in this group is you are asking for help and guidance. And since you are in this group and you are asking, we are here to give it to you whenever we can and however we can. Certainly, if you have been with us for a while here, you have realized that there are certain things that we cannot say or would not say to interfere with your own development, your own growth here. But we do what we can. And there's the other one, of course, that does a lot more when he can. He jumps in whenever he can and attempts to get some more information out to you. But he's learned somewhat that he cannot do that as freely as he was before. Although, who knows what's going to happen this time, this weekend. We're waiting to see here ourselves at that. But anyway, does this answer your question?
It does, and thank you. There was one second part to the question. You've planted a seed. The connection with Sanat Kumara. I have a very strong connection with Sanat Kumara, and I guess that will come to me this weekend as well.
Very well.
And Rita.
Please.
Sorry?
May I offer something? Thank you. There's two things that I've been given about changing our experience here, and the masters have given us this formula for decades. And we must keep in mind that detaching and becoming neutral is the key to overcoming what other people, what we fear. We fear that others are not changing fast enough. We fear that the world is not changing fast enough. We fear that we may be stuck here. We have so many fears about the third dimension, and I heard a comment, I want to get out of here, and we all say that often. The challenge is that we're not getting out of here because we're attached to it. We're attached to what other people are feeling, and the more we use our heart, and we feel compassion and love, and we want to understand, the more attached we become to what others think. It must be a practice on a moment-by-moment basis to practice neutrality and detach ourselves from what's going on.
That is correct. Very wonderfully said. Unattachment is very important, and as you continue to move through this transition, you are going to learn more and more about that very thing, unattachment, becoming unattached to everything around you, and certainly everything around you that you cannot have any control over or with. Let go, and let God, let your higher God self work through you. Let the source work through you. Surrender to the source. All of these are the same thing, but do it. Don't just think about it. Don't just read about it or hear it. Go and do it. Let go. Let the worries go. Let all of this go. And whenever you have the opportunity, then reach out and help another. Reach out and touch someone. Isn't that your commercial from your yellow book? Reach out and touch someone. It is questions here?
Yes, this is Lorelai. How are you? Hello, hello, one who serves. This is perfect intro to what I actually want to ask you about, because this question of neutrality and detachment, I mean, I know, you know, this is often taught, you know, from the Buddhist kind of perspective, where you would detach from both what is, you know, sort of pleasurable as well as what is not pleasurable. And yet, in my, you know, meditations and my work with my source and with my higher self and all that, there's anything but sort of a neutrality when it comes to the feel-good, you know, emotions. Like, it doesn't feel like, it feels like, yeah, embrace that feel-good emotion, you know, embrace that higher vibration or frequency. Like, just joy, just light, just love. So I'm wondering if, and you can, you know, kind of direct us on this. I'm wondering if, like, how we make the distinction, because it's like, it seems like there's two different messages coming out of neutrality, but then on the other side, like, no, like, just live in the light and the joy and all that. So can you help us make a little sense of that?
Yes, we can. Being neutral is not to, disconnect here momentarily. James is having difficulty with his back. We need to shift here.
We can hear anything.
Being neutral is not to have no emotions. That is not what we are saying here when we say become unattached. That is not to let go of your emotions. You are a human being. You are here with emotions. Emotions are very important. But these emotions that you spoke of are the higher vibrational emotions. Joy, laughter, bliss, all of these types of things are experiencing the emotions at the higher levels, you might say. And to be neutral is not to be a robot. That is not what we are saying. Certainly, we would never say that, because we are very neutral in how we look at things, but we are certainly not robots. We have great emotions, but not the emotions that are the ones that hold and tie you down to the three-dimensional illusion, the programming that you are in. Those emotions you will let go of more and more, such as fear, anger, sadness, all of these types of things you will let go of as you continue to move into the higher vibration. So again, we are not saying, we are saying to be neutral in every situation that comes along, in terms of don't react to anything. Respond to the situation that is given. Do not react. Because when you react, you add to the situation and make it even more flammable, you might say, than it already was. Do you understand this?
Yeah. That's great. That so makes it clear. Thank you.
Yes, please.
Neutrality does not seek a result. Neutrality allows an outcome.
Very good. Yes. Wonderful. Sounds like Confucius say there. Yes.
Message.
Any other questions here?
Hi, one of us. This is Nora from Wisconsin. And first, I can't really understand Joanna very well. But second, I've just been spending a lot of time in my home, you know, and I'm being called to meditate, so I meditate. And then I've been writing in the morning. I'm being called to write and go out in nature. And it's really exciting because I don't know, I do know. I'm like tapping into something, and I don't know if it's my higher self thing, which could be. But I'm tapping into what I thought was pure consciousness, and now I'm just calling it a pure blanket of love, and I feel
this love to the point that I get tears in my eyes, and I'm just wondering, through this weekend, will I find out what that is, or if I'm connected to others there, or, but I just feel like I'm just sitting here knitting, anchoring love, and it's kind of exciting. So, do you have anything to say about
that? You are resonating, as many of you are, more and more to the higher energies. And as you resonate to these higher energies and take them in and allow them to move through you and continue to take you through this transition, you will feel these higher emotions that we speak of, bliss, love, all of these things that come with these higher vibrational frequencies. So continue to allow it, and if it comes over you, do not question where it is coming from or why it is coming. Just let it be. You know, like your song, the Beatles, Let It Be. Let it be. That is what you need to do more and more here. Okay?
Okay, thank you. That's what I've been doing. Thank you.
Further questions here? And it looks like we are ready then to release channel here. Just to get ready here, we are going to have quite a show is going to be had here at various points. And as you know, the other one who serves, our dear friend and brother, will be here with you, and he will be kicking this off possibly this evening here, if we find it. And that's the three if we let him. he is wondering there. He's off in the background there, and he's saying to us, am I going to be able to come on tonight? And we're saying very possibly here. So we will see how it goes. Okay? Shanti, peace be with you.
Shanti, love you.
Shanti, thank you.
Love you.